the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's start the show today with the awarding of the Freedom of Dublin City to former US President Barack Obama. A number of Dublin City councillors are boycotting the event. One of them is Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity Councillor for Dublin City Council. And we'll also be joined in a couple of moments by Larry Donnelly, Law Lecturer with University of Galway. Conor Reddy, why would you oppose Barack Obama, who has been a friend to Ireland, getting this civic honour?
Well, I think it's very simple. Barack Obama is a war criminal. He has a horrific record of starting new drone wars in Libya, in Yemen, Somalia, Syria. He escalated wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, didn't actually end them, counter to the popular narrative. And of course, like as we watch genocide unfold in Palestine at the moment, he gave $38 billion of a military aid package to Israel that continues to fund that genocide, that continues to serve the colonial project of Israel in the West Bank. And I think that runs counter to the values that most Dubliners would hold very dear. So the other thing that I'd say just procedurally, this award is given in 2017. 8 years he hasn't bothered to pick it up. There have been two elections since then. There isn't a current mandate for honouring Barack Obama in this way. And I think that those two things combined mean that he shouldn't be honoured in the way that he is at the moment.
Conor, you talk about him being a war criminal. There was absolutely never finding of him being a war criminal. And you point out that he gave aid to Israel. There was no genocide in Gaza at that point in time.
There's been a slow-burning genocide in Palestine since 1948. The project of the Israeli state has been the eradication of Palestinians, the expulsion of Palestinians from their ancestral lands, from their homes, the takeover of every aspect of their lives. Obama knew that. He, I think, writes as much. He acknowledges the experience of Palestine in some of his books. But while he was president, he gave the largest single military aid package to the state of Israel.
And he has called for a ceasefire in Gaza. He has called for aid to be let into Gaza.
It's immaterial. While he was a president, while numerous different NGOs around the world and legal experts were of the opinion that Israel was an apartheid state, Obama ignored that and he gave them military aid instead. He also prosecuted very bloody wars in all those countries that I mentioned a second ago. At home, his record is very poor too. Someone that a lot of people invested hope in as the first black president. He's seen an increase in rates of incarceration of black Americans under Obama. The median income of black Americans from 2008 to the end of his first term reduced by 10%. And if you look at deportation, something that Trump has often criticised for, and rightly so, Obama deported more people than any US president before him and tightened the borders. He created the situation that led to Trump. The conditions that gave us Trump were Obama's doing. So besides the war criminal aspect and that accusation at a level, Adam, there's also his domestic record, which I think leaves a lot to be desired.
Larry Donnelly from University of Galway, giving this award right now. As Conor said, it was awarded 8 years ago, so you wonder why Barack Obama has waited so long. But surely, probably now not the time to be awarding any former US president an award, given, I suppose, as Conor would say, the contested legacy.
Well, I take the point about the time. It has been a number of years. So I will say an American president's movements are difficult. Even a former American president's movements are not easy. He can't simply drop into Dublin and collect the thing. So it's no surprise that it's taken some time. I will say that there's a lovely coherence to Conor's views. You know, when you adopt everything from that very hard line, hard left perspective, there inevitably is going to be nobody on the planet who can live up to your expectations. I think a lot of it woefully overlooks global geopolitical realities as well as political realities in the United States. The fact is, Barack Obama did everything within his power, everything he could in the real world, the place that Conor Reddy and his acolytes don't really live in, but in the real world to do what he could and to push for peace. It is a fact that it is very difficult politically to move against the Israeli state in the United States. That is a fact of life, and it's a regrettable one. But President Obama has repeatedly called for a ceasefire on numerous occasions. And I'd also take issue with the fact that President Obama was a failed president, that he committed so many bad things at home. The fact is that many millions of Americans have better access to health care in the United States because of Barack Obama. Are there some negative things there? Of course there are. But these trends and these issues are a lot bigger than any one individual, including the President of the United States. And when you look at the fact that right now is something of a challenging moment for Ireland and the United States in terms of our relationship, I think this is a good signal. I think it's a good initiative. And we need to be mindful that, again, hearkening back to the real world, the Ireland, for whatever reasons, its economic model is deeply dependent on our relationship with the United States. I think this is a good effort in that context, regrettable as it may be, that we keep treasuring and preserving that relationship, while at the same time, we express differences which I would share when it comes to the United States policy towards the Middle East.
Connor, is the point Larry is making that this is somebody who was transformative, who did have policies, we should actually be highlighting him compared to what other people would say is the current policies of Donald Trump?
No, I think Larry's living in some sort of alternative reality here. If we look at the real world, like, there's Americans that can't get access to insulin. There's Americans that can't get access to cancer care. Yes, there were some moves forward to increase access to healthcare, but there's still already one of the worst levels of healthcare inequality in the developed world.
And he tried to change that by bringing in free healthcare.
But not effectively. He could have moved to a single-payer universal model that would have been a whole lot more effective.
That's a political dead letter. Connor, that is a political dead letter in the United States. You might not like it. I don't like it. It is a political dead letter. You try to get that through the United States Congress, good luck. You won't get more than a handful of votes.
Maybe in the corridors of power in Washington right now, but throughout, supermajority of the U.S. population, universal health care is really popular. You've seen that in the discussion around the last presidential election in 2020, and Bernie Sanders was a candidate for the Democratic nomination. A lot of detailed polling bears this out. And I'd imagine the figures are even higher now that the reality has become bleaker for people in the United States. I want to get back to foreign policy, however. I don't accept, and I don't think many people anywhere in the U.S. or Ireland would accept, that the real world is one where we have to tolerate genocide, where we have to tolerate war crimes, where we have to tolerate escalating tensions globally all the time. I think the majority of people are anti-war. Even young Republicans now, the latest polling for the US shows that young Republicans sympathise with Palestine over Israel. That's historic. And Obama did not reflect that. There are simple things that Obama could have done. For a start, he could have cut off the flow of arms, $38 billion, huge amount
that's
of money.
That was never going to happen,
history.
Connor. That was never going to happen. I just want to bring
Why
in Larry. I want to bring in Larry
Why
because I just want to bring Larry Donnelly in on something here. Look, obviously, Barack Obama visited Ireland that time back in 2011. He was very popular here. But would we be giving an award to Donald Trump?
Well, probably not. And I think a lot of that has to do with some of the reasons that Connor has articulated. And I would add to them some of the things he said yesterday at the United Nations. He's manifestly, I think, unworthy of such an honor, while at the same time, it is important that we engage with Donald Trump in the interests of the United States-Ireland relationship. But you make an important point, Ian, about that visit in 2011. I don't know if people remember. A lot of us want to forget that, you know, those were difficult times in this country. And I think that the intangible benefits that Ireland attained, that moment of hope that lots of us experienced in college, Corrine, led by Barack Obama, is Fata Lynn and all of that. I do think that was a really positive moment in what was a crisis period for this country. And that's why I think so many people in here, despite misgivings about what he has done, still have fond memories of President Obama. And I can tell you one thing, they'd give anything to have him back in the White House as opposed to the current occupant.
Just one final question to you, Connor. The statement from Lord Mayor Ray McAdams saying that he had a unique term of office and faced many challenges. Can you not give any sense that Barack Obama did an awful lot by just becoming the first black president of the U.S.?
It's symbolic, and that's important. Yeah, in a state that's built on slavery and racism, it's a momentous thing. But like, his legacy is war crime. His legacy is rising inequality. His legacy is bailing out banks rather than ordinary Americans. That's the reality. They're the cold, hard economic facts that people live in their day-to-day lives in America. I can't give him any goodwill beyond that, other than to say he is a historic person. But I don't think that warrants an honour on the scale that we're bestowing upon him today. The majority of people in this city do object to his politics, do object to his legacy.
I think that might be questionable, Conor.
No, listen, tens of thousands of people on the streets week in, week out for Palestine will tell you a very different thing.
And that's not a protest against Barack Obama. Fred, we're out of time on this one. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much to Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity Councillor for Dublin City Council, and Larry Donnelly from the University of Galway. Thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.